How would you feel if you woke up right now and the last 10 years of your life had been a dream?
Oh, thank God. Do you think that circuses should be animal free?
That's a pretty good question, I think.
Do you think circuses should be vegan?
Well, I want the circus to still serve meat, so I don't think the circus just should be vegan, but animal free. I don't necessarily want them to be animal free. I just want them to be nice to the animals. But is that even possible?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? You're on board with circuses having animals?
Well, like, okay, let's start with dogs. That's fine. They're good
Nobody
boys.
Nobody wants to see a fucking dog at the circus, though. That's not what we're talking about.
A really crazy trained dog doing like a barrel running.
The circus is not the dog's domain. Like, I don't care how cool the dog is. We're talking about elephants mostly, I think.
Okay. Well, I'm saying if we had to eliminate all the animals that clearly don't want to be there, could we?
Then that's all of them.
Could we bring in some animals that might?
Oh, so you're saying that the dog would work?
Yeah, that's my approach to keeping animals in the circus.
Just they're all dogs.
Yeah, or anything that like enjoys working. Like, remember Joe Rogan's joke about the giraffes, how they're just happy to be lion free?
Right.
Another day with no lions?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think all animals really hate it that much.
Right. Well, how do you feel about
like lions for sure hate it? But
why do lions for sure hate it?
Because there's no gazelles to chase.
Okay.
They feed them like one,
but still
one like, shitty baby goat a week, and pretend that that's gonna fulfill their animal desires. No, no, bro.
Still though, like
shit's gotta run. Gotta chase it.
Still though, can't you just say that the lion has the same attitude as the giraffe, which is like, good, the food's coming to me. Like I don't have to do anything more.
No, because lions are like type A personalities.
They're hunters?
Yeah.
What if, like, have you ever considered that maybe lions don't like hunting or killing?
I think you just wrote a children's book.
The lion that didn't want to hunt?
Yeah. The lion who was scared of blood.
That would be so bad as far as like an educational book goes for kids.
Yeah.
Like
they don't believe it.
It's a vegetarian lion. Like what happens at the end of the book? He's just making salads and that's fine.
Like we're talking about this like it's a parody, but I'm 100% sure someone's done this already.
The vegan lion.
Yeah. We got to check.
Yeah.
Fans, if you know any, children, predator books being nerfed. Right in, tell us.
Okay, so back to the circus. What if we just say elephants? Should there be elephants in the circus?
Only really old ones that would otherwise be unable to fend for themselves in the wild.
That's actually a really good idea. We should capture geriatric elephants.
No one's not going to get on board with this just after the first sentence.
Hold on. Stay with me past capturing geriatric elephants.
We're really going to have to like massage the language around what we're doing here.
They're going to die anyway. That's the whole thing of it. So we go in kindly into their territory. We have a ceremony because elephants do funerals and stuff, right? So we got to respect that. So we have to do the ritual, but then we take the old elephant away.
And we make them think. You're saying convince a herd of elephants. We're taking their elders off to slaughter.
Yes.
But secretly keep them. All right.
Not necessarily.
This is a good movie plot. This is like This is like somewhere down the franchise line in Dumbo.
Okay, so it's animated and
no, everything's live action now.
Right. Anyways, yeah, the elephant that would have had a year left in the wild, you know, we train, they can learn quick, right? Even at an old age. So we just teach
them. I think that's a myth.
We teach him one trick. He just goes on a circus tour. Like, that's a great, you know, golden years for the elephant.
Yeah, it's like a victory lap.
Yeah.
Going out in style.
He gets to have this whole new fun experience with all these humans.
Yeah.
He gets to be fed and cared for.
Once in a while, we let him in the pen with a female elephant.
No, old elephants can't mate.
Oh, that's sad.
I just made that up. It's okay. I don't know that.
Okay. That's just one of your personal rules.
Yeah, that's one of my personal rules for the circus. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's the solution.
Old elephants.
Old elephants only.
Oh, man. I hope they're able to do cool stuff still. Like, their knees are probably all weak and their skin's probably all sloughing off. They probably smell weird.
Yeah, just make them paint.
Keep them at a distance from the crowd.
Have you seen an elephant do this in real life?
Paint? Yeah, I've seen the ones that can, like, do their own portrait and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure an old elephant can learn that. Do they lose trunk dexterity as they age? That's all you need.
Wouldn't surprise me.
He doesn't even have to stand up. It's a circus, true, right? Smaller tent.
True, we could just wheel him out in a cart.
Yeah, he does a painting.
Yeah.
Okay, this is sounding sadder and sadder for the elephant. I was really positive about the elephant's experience, but as we get further into this, like wheeling him out on the wheelbarrow and having him like sadly paint, I don't know if I'm on board anymore.
Would it be better if we just kept him in like a basement with a window? He just paints in there.
Yeah.
You can look through. It's like 25 cents to look through a hole.
Are we done with this question or do we want to explore?
I feel like there's a lot of other animals we could talk about.
What other animals are at a circus? The lions used to be. I don't think they're really doing that much anymore, are they?
I don't know. I think there's like a guy in Niagara Falls who has lions in his show. He's like a magic act.
Right.
Lions like are still a thing.
Siegfried and Roy types out there.
Types, yeah, not the actual.
Yeah. They had a problem with the lion.
Yeah.
Tiger.
Everyone eventually does.
Yeah, I assume so. Okay, what other animal acts are there in a circus? Like elephants and lions are the only ones that I can think of.
A walrus? A seal.
Okay, good. Good point. Let's get into SeaWorld. Is that cruel?
Yeah, SeaWorld's like 100 times crueler than a regular zoo.
Why?
Because the water gets gross. I mean, like a land animal, their pen can get all poopy. But at least they don't have to like swim through their shit and like breathe it in all the time, constantly.
We can't even make tanks that good.
No.
You know, like,
well, you know what we can, we just don't. if you put Elon on SeaWorld,
yeah,
he'd have that shit, he'd have it better than the oceans.
So his only mission is to make the sea and the sea creatures happy.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to reassign Elon. Can you make that happen?
He's way, way too busy.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by dinosaurs.
You oil now.
Give us a ring. 1-888-BARK-56.
You started British, and by the end of the sentence, you were just normal.
Oops.
Do you ever talk to yourself in the mirror?
Oh. Yeah. I feel like I haven't done it in a long time, though.
You haven't had a speech to rehearse, or?
I feel like I do that most when I'm, like, drunk, you know?
Well, like, seducing yourself? Who's that good-looking guy?
Well, I turn around, and then I look over my shoulder at myself in the mirror. Usually my shirt's off by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I haven't given myself like a pep talk in the mirror in a while. I do.
What about like conversation rehearsal?
That happens in the shower.
Yeah. You don't really need a mirror for that, I guess.
No.
Unless it's maybe an interview.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to like look sincere or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're practicing like a court deposition or practicing to be on trial. You have to lie.
That recording's going to come back to haunt you.
Ooh.
Someday. Listen to this recording of Jeff admitting that he would lie on the stand now.
It was just an idea. We all thought about it.
You use your dumb voice. You use your dumb guy voice on the stand.
Yeah. Do you ever use your dumb guy voice in the mirror?
No, I use my dumb guy voice in the fake shower arguments, though.
As the voice of the other person?
Yeah, it's the other guy. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I like gave myself a pep talk or even really talked to myself in the mirror.
It doesn't have to be a pep talk. It could be an anti-pep talk.
Oh, that was this morning.
Okay. You know what? Don't even try today.
I often look in the mirror and go, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then sigh and leave the bathroom.
You're useless. You are stupid.
Mine,
and gosh darn it, nobody likes you.
Mine are mostly about my body. When I'm putting myself down in the mirror.
Yeah, that's more of a nonverbal thing for me, but it does occur. It is a form of mirror communication with myself, I suppose.
I do. I mutter under my breath at myself. It's usually after I've gotten off the scale in the morning or whenever. And I just look at what's looking back at me and it doesn't make me happy.
Oh, yeah, should not have done that.
Those midnight nuggets, I tell you.
They catch up with you.
Yeah, I feel like nuggets are the healthiest midnight snack from McDonald's, though.
Okay. Interesting.
Well, not including like salads and shit, but like
I don't think you can even get that stuff at 2 a.m.
No.
They shut down the salad machine at like 9.
The salad
with machine. The ice cream maker.
We're cleaning the salad machine.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time you talked to yourself in the mirror?
No, not talked, but I do sometimes. I'll sing in the mirror to see how I'm contorting my face. Like, because I'm so like self-conscious that I'm like making like John Mayer screwed up guitar faces all the time. And I am. I mean, all singers kind of do.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, why are you worried about that?
It just, I don't know. It feels stupid.
Yeah, but like,
it feels like there should only be certain reasons in life to contort your face in certain ways. And like, when you do it for singing, it feels like you're trying too hard, maybe.
I don't even think though, so.
Like, I realize it's necessary sometimes to accomplish certain notes. You have to do certain things with your face, but like, it always feels like you're putting too many emotions into something that, well, that's how I feel about making music in general. That's why performing is hard, because you're like, you're trying to do something honest and earnest, right?
Yeah.
That's why when you contort your face when you're singing, it's like you're too into it. You're more into it than you should be.
Do you judge singers that do that? Like when you go see them?
No.
Yeah, so like what the
not
hell?
Not at all. But those people have talent, usually.
So it's a self-esteem issue again.
Isn't everything.
With us, yeah. Have you ever experimented with like affirmations?
What are those?
Like standing in the mirror and, are you seriously chewing ice? Chewing ice.
It was so tiny.
On the mic, it amplified it into my ears.
A tiny little
and
cube
the listeners.
Out of my mouth.
Oh my God. I had to deal with it. I hate you.
It was one crunch. I'm gone now. It's over.
Yeah. Have you ever experimented with like affirmations? Like,
I am good enough.
Yeah.
You, I am smart. And gosh darn it, people like me.
Yeah. You are a woman. Hear you roar.
No. Well,
I feel like those are set in a mirror. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the place. I don't think I've really used those ones.
Isn't it like proven to like actually help your mood?
Yeah.
You're supposed to smile at yourself in the mirror too.
Yeah. Apparently smiling, even if you're not happy, makes you happier.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being tricked.
Yeah.
I don't like being tricked. I'd rather be sad than tricked.